Hello, everybody. My name is Jeff Thompson, and this is the ADR Hub podcast series. Today's guest, we have Jason Dystra. He is a professional mediator from Cambridge, Ontario, Canada. And today's wonderful topic is going to be about Twitter. Jason is, well, we'll hear about Jason. He'll describe a little bit more about us. But not only is he a professional mediator, he's also very good at Twitter. He's better than me at it. And then he's also a blogger, which we can argue about who's better in blogging another episode. But Jason, thank you for being on with us. Tell us a bit more about yourself.
Well, thanks for having me, Jeff. Like you said, my name is Jason, or you can find me at Twitter at JasonDYK. And I'm very much a social media enthusiast. I don't think I would call myself a guru yet at this point, but definitely an enthusiast. And I do a lot of relational mediation, everything to do with relations, really.
Let me ask you a question. What came first, the chicken or the – no, I mean, what came first, mediation or the Twitter?
The mediation, actually. Yeah, I started doing that and kind of saw the potential of Twitter and just how amazingly of a conversation tool it is. So I thought, you know, I've been trained in communication and how to communicate with others and how to show other people how to communicate. So why not transfer that over to a site that really just engages people?
Okay, and just for our listeners, sort of a schedule of how we'll go about the next approximately 9 minutes, we're going to talk a little bit more of how we got into it, the benefits that both of us see in using Twitter, and then we'll go into some do's and don'ts or what we think has worked for each of us, for Jason and I, and then also some people that we recommend everybody to follow, or I have a list, and we'll see if Jason agrees with me or not. Otherwise, it'll create for some really great awkward moments. Jason, first of all, I use Twitter, and this is a shameless plug. I use three accounts, and the first account, I do it officially for ADR Hub, so that's at ADR Hub. I do it for my personal mediation aspect side of things, which is Mediator Jeff, and then I also have another one for the PhD work that I'm doing in nonverbal communication, and that's nonverbal PhD. How many are you using? Just one or more than one?
I'm actually using two. I'm using my personal business one, which is at JasonDYK. Right. But I'm also tweeting for a restorative justice agency in Kitchener, Ontario, which you can find at A Just Community.
Okay. Oh, I didn't even know that, so that's new for me. So let me check your opinion on a suggestion that I have for people is sometimes you're better off having more than one. You don't want to get completely confusing about using Twitter, but I suggest people that if you're doing one for an organization, have the organization one, but then also have one, a personal one, where you can be more interactive with people instead of just using it. And it's something that I also say under my don't list. It's, you don't want to be just robotic. You want to show people that you're human. And I just want to get your take on that.
Yeah, I think that's happening, especially, definitely for personal accounts, to have a place where you can kind of just go and engage with people and really just, have a conversation with them. But I think a lot of businesses and organizations and things like that are also really starting to become humanized as well. So they're starting to engage people a lot more and just kind of talk with people and see where they're at as well. So it's kind of it's a twofold thing. It depends on what kind of brand you're building and why you're on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and that's a good point, and I want to get to our list here, the pros and cons of the do's and don'ts. And I think as a lead into that, and let's go over your list, but I think something I usually recommend to people is have like a reality check or have a goal of why you're going to use Twitter. And if in the lens of mediators, I sort of give a reality check and say, look, this isn't going to bring heaps of new clients to you, but it's something that complements it. And it sort of have the idea that Twitter is something that you use to engage also other people in the field and beyond the field. And with that, I'd say if you want to add anything to that or just go, let's go straight into your list of what you have for your pros / do's.
All right. Well, I guess first I'll say there's kind of three big reasons why I kind of joined Twitter. The first one was that education piece, that learning piece from other mediators and, kind of finding out what's going on in the world in terms of, you know, with conflict resolution and mediation and that sort of thing. And another thing is just to connect with other mediators as well. I mean, you know, as mediators and conflict resolution practitioners, I mean, we work a lot by ourselves. So it's nice to be able to have that connection with other mediators and just talk with them. And the third is just like you were talking about, engaging potential customers and connecting with those people that will connect you to other people as well. So for my Twitter tips, I guess, I have five of them. The first one is to just engage with people. Talk with them. They're there. Right. So you might as well just talk with them, right? The second one I have is promote other people.
Yes.
Don't just promote yourself. Promote other people, people that might be in your own community or other mediators, people, you know, just by promoting other people, you're just showing them how much, you know, they're contributing to what you're reading and what you're hearing. Get involved. Get involved with some of the, there's amazing Twitter chats that are happening online. You know, there's great ones almost every single night. And this one, the fourth one for me is really important, is just listening. Listen to what people are talking about. You know, use a search to search for mediation and see what people are saying about mediation, or, you know, maybe give them some tips on if they're going into mediation, that sort of thing. And the last tip I have is just be you. Be yourself, be genuine, be transparent, be authentic. Right? And I think that's something that we kind of overlook too much. So for my don't list, I have don't.
Well, hold on. Let's go back and let me. I wanted to say something with your list. I really just want to add an emphasis to your fourth tip, number four, the listening. Yeah. Slow down. Although we only have 4 minutes left, so maybe I'll make this quick. It's the listening aspect. You don't always have to say something. It's like in mediation, one of our most effective skills is to listen, and I wanted to add to that. I have a whole list here too, but I want to get more to your don't list. One thing that I want to add in the pro list that I think is important, or a couple of super quick things that I suggest people. How do you know who to follow? Well, look at different people in the field that you respect and see who they're following. And usually if they're following people, that means those are good people to follow also. As far as if you're saying something good, leave enough space. Don't use all the characters. It's something I think very important, because you want people to retweet what you're saying. And the rule of thumb that I always go by, at Leadership Freak, he said always leave, I think, 20 spaces. But I say always look at how many characters you have in your name and then leave at least 3 more on top of that. So like my at nonverbal PhD plus, and why I say 3 more is because you always put RT for retweet. And so that's, I think, 17 characters, where ADR Hub is shorter, so you don't need to. But let's hear your don'ts.
All right, for don'ts, I have don't auto DM. For those of you who don't know what DM is a direct message. This is one of my probably biggest pet peeves that I have, where you start following someone and they give you a message about, you know, the products that they can buy or the mediation services that they can provide you. And so, yeah, I pretty much unfollow them right away if they give me that. And don't promote only you. We talk about promoting others. Don't just put up your own blog post all the time and not engage with people that way. Don't be fake. This and the fourth one I have is actually from Scott Stratton, or at Unmarketing. And
yeah, he's fantastic.
He's wonderful. And he says, don't put anything on the internet that you wouldn't want your mom to see.
I have that on my list, where basically I have the blank and you fill it in, whether it's mom, grandma, wife, or somebody. I agree with you on that. Especially where that you don't want your clients to see.
Oh, exactly. Yes. And I guess the last one I have is don't tweet an article without reading it first. Even though people, you know, you always have that solid person that always puts out good material and good content. But make sure you read it first and understand what you're tweeting about before you put something out there that could be detrimental to yourself.
Good point. Good point. Some things that I'll add to that from my own list was, as I said earlier, don't use all the characters. With your don't auto DM, I want to add to that is also don't auto tweet just that you put up a blog post. Yeah. Don't just put a link. write something. I've seen people that just put a link to it, and I'm like, all right, A, either you're a robot, or, dude, I'm not clicking that link because I think my computer or my mobile phone will blow up. So I highly suggest people don't do that. Another one is, I have one here, and we've only got 30 seconds, so we might go slightly over the 10-minute mark, was I had the words written really big, Blitzkrieg. What do I mean by that? Don't do 30 tweets in 30 seconds. Try and space them out a little bit. And what I just downloaded and I use and I love it now is Hootsuite. And I had that under my do list, where you can schedule your tweets to go in advance in the future, because it's sometimes I wonder, where's so-and-so? And then all of a sudden they'll pop up, but with 10 tweets in 10 seconds, like, whoa, information overload. So as we're running out, I want to let you close off. So I just want to run through a quick list of some people that I want to suggest our listeners in the conflict resolution field to follow. If I leave any out, jump in, but I know we were talking about this a little before we went on the air. And we'll have this written in written form in blog posts that both of us will be doing in the future. But just for people, very quickly, at Tammy Lenski, and I'm not going to say at for everybody, Cindy Noble, Chicago Mediator, Don Philbin, Ombuds Blog, PCD Network, Idealog, Jason DYK, you, Coaching Blog, TX Conflict Coach, Colm Brannigan, Ben Ziegler. And then I have a handful of ones that are outside our field because I think it's important to follow people not just within our field. Open your perspective. Psych Today, which is short for Psychology Today, On Marketing, who you mentioned, David Holzmer, Leadership Freak, Social Psych, again for Psychology, Huffington Post, Celeste Headley, John Hockenberry, the two hosts of the Takeaway NPR radio show, and then I think that's it as we're running out of time. Are there any that you want to add? And for people that want to contact you again, what's your website and your Twitter account?
All right. One person I would add for the conflict resolution is TX Conflict Coach.
I said that.
Oh, did you? Oh. Well, for non, for just in general people, John Morgan, Carol J.S. Roth, Chris Brogan, and one of my personal favorite people, Gary V.
Gary V's
on that.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm Jason Dykstra. You can get me at Twitter at Jason DYK, or you can find my blog at absolutionmediation.ca.
And we'll have all this also on the website too for people that can't write as fast as the two of us speak. Jason, I want to thank you. I want to thank our listeners for letting us go 2 minutes over our 10-minute mark. But there's a whole bunch of good information. Well, hopefully good information that everyone liked that we really squeezed in. Jason, and then I look forward to having you on again where we can try and squeeze even more stuff in.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And everyone, thank you for listening to the ADR Hub podcast series. Take care.